they sifted out the barley, they sifted it, but lo yachol, still the chamor did not eat from it. Nakrinu, so they cleaned it out. Rashi says they hand-picked with the hands, they picked out all the pselus from the barley, and still lo yachol, still the chamor did not want to eat from it. Izomlus, if it has been your said, dilmu loy maisrin, maybe they did not take off trumas and maisrus from this barley. And that's what happened, asrinu, so they took off now trumas and maisrus, v'yochal, and now the chamor ate from it. So Omar, he said like this, Hefiches ben Yor, that ani yezu, like this donkey of mine, halechas lasa tesoin koino, he's going to do the rosin of Hashem, like he's taking me to do the mitzvah pidyon shvuyin, v'yata machilu noisa tfolim, and you want to give him tevel teat, like how come? So this is the maestro that the chamor did not eat the yisa. So more is the question, stamazoi, omi mechaivo, is this barley mechuyiv in trumas and maestros? Rashi says, maichu behemo, Hanalekas min Amoritz, klum gozu olav mishum demai. Like true, they bought this off of an Amoritz. And also they bought it to feed your animal. So demai that you buy to feed your animals, ayim chuyiv and trumas and maestros, for your tanan, learn like this. Halokeyach lizareya, if somebody buys wheat, tfuah, off an Amoritz, the purpose of planting them, olavahim or else plants plants to give it to his animal, the kemach lerus, so he's buying flour, just to use for a skin, to work over the skin. Veshem and oner, you're buying oil for light. Veshem and losav beskin, we're using shem and kits and not heat from it, just to smear over your kelim with it. Is potter miat demai, you're potter from demai. So here also, they bought this barley to feed his animal, so they bought off an amoritz, so who should be potter from demai. So where it says, no, the mice was hosom who, hosom yit molar, we're not on this. Only if you first bought this barley, when your first intentions were to feed your animal with it. Let's say first you bought it for yourself. Then later you changed your mind and decided to give it to the animal. Still chayav le'aser. Still you chayav take off trumas and maisus. And that was the maaser over here, that they bought this barley first for the purpose of people, and therefore this chamor did not want to eat from it. V'atanya, bring your proof, Rashi says. Benichus, it's a proof. It says, halakeach peris min ashuk. If you buy fruits off the shuk, on amoritz. So, shal about the mai. So, it depends. Lachil, if you buy it first for you to eat it. V'nim lachalem l'vheima, and then you change your mind, decide to give it to your animals to eat. Harezu lo yitain. You should not use this tfua, this wheat. Loy lif nebemte, can't give it to your behemoth anymore. Not in front of your friend's behemoth. Elim came Mister until you took off your trumas and maisers first. So kids, this is the maiser with the chamor of Pinchas ben Yoyir. Now the Gemara says that Shoma Rebbe heard, Rashi says that because of Rebbe Pinchas, Rebbe heard that Pinchas ben Yoyir is coming into his town. So Nofek Liape, Rebbe went out to greet him. Omala, he said to him, Ritzoin choser defsi, like I'd like to invite you over to my house, please come and have a sud by me. Rashi says, Ye Ritzoin chos, lisa defsi, please come have a sud, eat by me. Omala, hein, so Pinchas ben Yoyir said, yes, he agreed. So tzoavu ponav shel Rebbe. Rebbe's face lit up. Rashi says, Samach, he became very happy. Vivnei shleihoi, Reb Pinchas rogul lehenes mishal acherim. Because Reb Pinchas usually he didn't have hanor from other people. The other Reb Pinchas ben Yoyir agreed to come to Rebbe, so Rebbe felt very happy. So Tzov upon him shall Rebbe. Omaloi, so Reb Pinchas ben Yoyir said back to Rebbe, Kim duma ato shemudu hanomi yisrolani? Do you think that I made an Yisr hanor not to have any dreamer from any Klai Yisrael? In other words, that you feel so happy that I'm going to come to you, that's not the pshat. But rather he said, Omaloi, He said, Yisrael Kedoshim hein. Pinchas ben Yoyir said, really, Klai Yisrael is Kedoshim. And they were ready for Rashi, as he meant to say, Uriin lehenes mehem. Avadu, it's fit to have anor from another Jew. It's like he meant to say, like, Rebbe, how can you be so happy? But I was known that Pinchas ben Yoyir did not go to too many people. So Pinchas ben Yoyir explained himself and said like this, that Yesh Roitzer V'Yainloi. Some people talk and want to do chesed to other people, but they can't afford it. They don't have enough money. There are some people that could afford it, have money, but they don't want to have other people coming over. They don't want to do chesed to other people. And therefore Rashi says, those people, even though they invite you over, but ein libo chofetz, they don't really want to give you the enjoyment of it. And therefore, Reb Pinchas ben Yair would not go to such a person. Because there's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, because the pasuk says in Mishlei, al tulcham es lechem ra, do not want to eat bad bread. In other words, people that es lechem ra oyin, people that have a bad eye, and those people that do not really want to invite you over, do not eat from them. But do not have a desire for their good things. In other words, don't take from people that do not really want to give. And the pasuk goes on, ki kumoi shuar benavshoi, keinu echol shesei yemeloch, v'liba balimoch. Now even though outright he'll speak and say, come and eat and drink, but really he does not mean it. So that was the pshat of Pinchas ben Yair. He did not want to eat by a lot of people, because either those people cannot afford it, or else even if they could afford it, sometimes they just say it, but they don't really mean it. But he said back to Rebbe, v'yata, but you Rebbe, roitze, you really want me to come over, v'yesh lecho, and you also could afford it. So therefore, by you I'll accept to come to eat by you. But the Pinchas said, yishno miyu hashto misharivna. Right now, I'm in a big rush right now. The benusa de mitzvah kotrachna, I'm oisik in this mitzvah, pidyin shvuyin. So I don't have time right now to come and eat. But ki adarna, when I return from doing the mitzvah, then asina alona legaboch, I'll come and have my meal, I'll come and eat by you. So Mora says, ki yosa, when the Pinchas ben Yair came later, if Rami, it happened that oil behupischa, he came into that gate, that door, that he found there white mules. And Rashi says, Pradesh Mishal Rebbe Hoy, they belong to Rebbe. And vice versa, Pinchas ben Yair held there was also for somebody to own these mules. Like we'll soon see, Omar, for Pinchas ben Yair said, Omri said, Malach HaMobos, there's a Malach HaMobos over here. Vani, yes sir, that's why I should go eat by him. So Rashi says, Malach HaMobos means, Shemaka, these mules, these Pradesh, when they hit somebody, kick somebody, for sure you can't heal it anymore. Says so that these are dangerous animals to have around. So Rebbe shouldn't have had them, and therefore Pinchas ben Yair changed his mind and said, no, I don't want to go eat by him. So what happened was, Shama Rebbe heard about this. Nofak Liapis, Rebbe went out to speak to Pinchas ben Yair, Omel, and he said to him, Mizavinilu, let me go sell them. So I'll sell them to other Jews. Omel, Pinchas says back, no, the pasuk says, v'lifna evil, esite michshol. You can't put a trap in front of a blind person, meaning you can't sell to somebody else, because just like it's also to you to have them, it's also for somebody else also. And Rashi says, to sell it to a guy, for sure he would not, because that's a loch in the way we had, the ein merchon hem behemagasi, now let's sell a behemagasi to a guy. So he meant to sell to another Jew, so it's the same problem, it's l'fna evil. If so, mifakarnalu, let me be mafke them. So Rashi says, "Ashalchem biyoras." I'll sell them into the woods, into the forest. Make it hefko. So Pinchas said, "No, mafshis hezeko. You'll be make more damage then, because since nobody watches them, they'll do more damage then." And so Akarnalu, let me be oike them. Rashi says, "Lo yuchlu liver. They won't be able to kick anybody." I dissolve about tashchis. So Rashi says, "No, about tashchis leko." She ruyas ladisha, they'll still be usable to thresh with them. She'll still be oka them. Rashi says, okarna means menashe psiosayim. Let me like cut off the hooves. And therefore they won't be able to kick. They'll be able to walk still, but they won't be able to kick. So maybe I'll do that, there won't be any more damage. So Mora says, no. Ikatzah balachayim, there's nisatzah balachayim, you can't do that. If so, we said, okay, katunulu, I'll even kill them. So Moriz says back, no, ikka baltashkes, there is a baltashkes over here. So, the Kurim Farshim asks, what's the baltashkes involved? If Lamaisi, you're not allowed to have such an animal, and it's a mazik, the rabbim, so Kurim, why are you allowed to kill a dangerous animal? So Farshim speak out, I think the Tferos Yaakov says that it wasn't really that dangerous. It was only that it didn't really pass that Rebbe should have such a mule. So therefore, there would be a baltashkes to kill it. So Kitzur Pinchas did not want to go to Rebbe's house. What happened was, heavy core, mevatshus le tuva. Rashi says, mafti is like begging him. Rebbe kept on begging with Pinchas, please come to my house. So what happened was, gova tura benayu, that a mountain came in between them. In other words, the aness happened that a mountain came in between them and divided them up. So on this, Bocher Rebbe started to cry and said like this, V'yomar, Ma b'chayeyim kach, maduch, this tzaddik of Pinchas is so great. When he's alive, such great nisim happened to him. Like the mice before, the Kriyas HaNohor, or now Lukur, that a mountain came between them. Is so b'misos, and lachas kama b'kama. After his miso, avada and avada, how great with Pinchas ben Yor is, and how much great things will happen because of him. And the Yomer Rabbi Chama Bar Chanino, that kudelim tzadikim b'misosan yesim b'chayayim, tzadikim are greater after their mace than when they're alive. So means to say, Rashi says the chur b'chayayim means shor tzadikim kach noisna kodesh bochu liba atavos kodesh bochu does what the tzadik wants and not to go against his will. Like over here, Pinchas ben Yor real did not want to eat by anybody. So kodesh bochu made like such a nes here to make him happy. So Acha Misose Yavada Kodesh Baruch Hu would do so much more to make him happy. Shneimer the Pasuk says, Vayihem Kovrim Ish, V'neiro Es HaGedur, V'yashlichu Es Ish. So kids, the Pasuk says they were burying somebody, V'neiro Es HaGedur, V'yashlichu Es Ish, the Kever Elisha, that they threw this mace and touched the Kever of Elisha, V'yelach V'yiga Ish, V'yatzmeis Elisha, and this person touched the bones of Elisha, V'yichi, and he lived and he got up. So you see that Itit Chiesemesim Acha Maisoi. As when he was alive, Elisha, in order for them to be Mechaimesim, he had to be Mespal a lot, he had to do a lot of Maisim, he had to put, Rashi says, Losim Piva Piv, Yenabalena, Vlavakash Rachmin. But now, Liacha Misa, just because somebody touched him, there was a Chiesemesim. You see, like Hashem does his Rotson greater, Liacha Misa, more than Mechaimesim. Oh, Malay Rav Popla Bayer. Popla said back to Bayer, V'duma, L'kiyuma Bay, Brachta de Eliyahu. Maybe this wasn't the schus of Elisha, but rather was because of the brach of Eliyahu. Because here the Pasuk says, V'hi no pishnayim, Bruchachoy lai. That Eliyahu gave a brachta to Elisha. Should have twice as much as me. So Rashi says, Pishnayim, Eliyahu hechye ben hatzrofis. V'Elisha ben hashanamis, V'tzorach lachu yasay dachar. Eliyahu another gave him a brach, he should do twice as much as him. Eliyahu another was Mechaya one, so Elisha had to be Mechaya twice. So that's why this happened. There's no proof that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does more lacha moisa than Mechayev. So Gemara says, rather, Omalei, Ihochi, if so, Hainu Bitona, that's why we learned here, our Raglav Omoid, O Lebeis Leholach, that just he got up, for he did not go to his house. Rashi, Ihochi, Lekiyume, Brachos, Eliyahu, Hainu Bitanya, Betzmiya. And over here the Maaseh was just that he stood up but he did not go anywhere. Mashmi died after that. He had said Lebeis Lo Yholach. So this cannot be a key of the Brach of Eliyahu. Elev saw B'mah Kayim. Elamai, this is a proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does greater for the Maaseh. But if so, Elev B'mah Kayim, where was Mekayim the Brach of Eliyahu? K'diyam Reb Yechanan, Sharipa Tzaras Namim, that Elisha was Merapi, healed the tzaras that Naman had on him. Shoyishkula kemes, that mitzaras is ksidik kemes. So if Elisha cured him, that's also called like a tchias amesim. Shem and the Apostle says, I'm not here kemes, they should not be like a mace. You see, a mitzara is ksidik like a mace. The Russian is a mitzaras Miriam ksiv. That Aaron said that our sister should not be like a mace. So that was where Elisha the second time was Mechayah Mason. Now the Gemara says, Omri Bishur ben Levi. Lomo nikra shimon yamim. How come we call mules these predators called yamim? So where it says sheimosa and mutela salabrius, that the people are all afraid of them. They cast fear upon the people. The yomer Rabbi Chanina miyomai from a lifetime lo shalni odom al makas predo levono v'chaye. Nobody ever asked me about a wound that I received from this white mule and he healed up. In other words, their wound killed people. For the more ava kochazino dechaye. I see people do live, even though they got a wound. They got hit from a white mule. So with Amra, I'll say like this. For Chaysa, I never saw anybody that got healed up. True, they live, but the wound does not heal so easy. I look at Chazino, the Mrs. say, I know, still we see that sometimes the wounds get healed up. So Mora says, the Chivron Resh Karayu Karminim. I mean to say, if the mule has white feet, such mules like that, if they hit somebody, I never saw anybody get healed up from their wound. Now the Moshe the Pasuk says, "Einoid movadoi." There's nobody else besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Chanina, "V'yafilu kshofim," means even kishuf, even magician, has no koiches against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mor says that he is a saw. There was a lady. There we call Mahadra Lemishkal Afra Mitusei Kari with Rabbi Chanina, that she wanted to take some sand out of the... Means she wanted to do some kishuf against Rabbi Chanina. Omala, so he said to her, Shkoilu, take what you want. La Mistayi Milsa, it's not going to help you. To do things that Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to happen. So where it says, Shani Rabbi Chanina did not fish chusei. If Shani Rabbi Chanina, though he was such a great tzaddik, his chusim zikha protect, then nothing would happen. So more still, yes, I have Omer Rabbi Chanina, a nodem noikif etzpa melomato, helimke machriz nolav melmalo. Nothing happens to a person on this world. You don't even hurt yourself, hit your hand, unless min Hashemam they want you to. Shneem in the Pasuk says, Mi Hashem et tzaddik over, kainanu. The Yodim Ayovin Darkoi, Mashmi, everything happens only in the Shemayim. Omer Rav Loza says, Dam Nikov Marat Sekadam Erlam. So if somebody has some blood, he hurt himself, he has a wound, the blood comes out, it's almost like a korbim. Now, the Marat Sekadam Erlam. And why? Because it's Minash Shemayim, that's Shekaporo. And Omar Rova, Begoidel Yemin over Nikov Shani. That means on your right thumb, the second time he got hit there. That's a bigger wound, and that's Mitzvah of Harbor. That has a lot of, that's a big kapara. And who the cause of the Divine Mitzvah is going, when he was going to the Divine Mitzvah, such a thing is Mechapim. Omer Oliver was said, our Pinchas Ben Yoyer, that Miyomov Loi Botza Prusa Shenish Loi. From his lifetime, he never ate bread that belonged to somebody else. He never ate by anybody else. Loi Botza Prusa Shenish Loi. On Miyom Shomer Adaitoi, from the time he had his own das, he only took care of himself. He did not want to eat anymore, not even from a sudas aviv. Rashi says, botza means birchas ha-moitzi, shle-rotza lechol gazas mishal-acherim. He has a pinchas binyo, did not want to take hanof from anybody else. So before, what he told Rebbe, Masha was just time to please Rebbe. But really, a pinchas binyo was looking for excuses not to eat by Rebbe, because that was a pinchas binyo's midah, that he did not want to have hanof from anybody.